Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. Jordan Brooks had 20 tackles yesterday. Some great plays. And a lot of plays, man. 20 friggin' tackles. Leads the league in tackles right now. And on top of that, Devon Achan, the MVP of the Miami Dolphins, now with 900 yards rushing on the season, 5.5 average, third in the league, and then on top of that, 54 catches for another 370 yards. So 225 yards against the Bills, 166 yards total yesterday. He's been really good, man. He had a couple plays yesterday. It looked like he was going out of bounds of 3 or 4 yard loss and somehow stayed in bounds and cuts back inside and ends up almost getting a first down out of a broken play. So really, really good stuff. Couple plays yesterday. Timing was off and he just took the ball and turned it into sandlot football, just running for open space. And really, really had some great plays yesterday. So they've got a group of really good players you can build around. It's not where it needs to be. That was evident again yesterday in their 16-13 overtime loss. They did run the ball well, except down on the goal line. They did not run the ball well. And then the other thing that I'm getting a lot from the guys that are just now waking up, everybody's opinion on the fourth and goal. At the one with a little under 2 minutes left in the game. And what you do. And I've got everything coming in from if Mike doesn't do that, then everybody's saying he's a coward. What do you have to lose? You've only won 3 games. Put it away.
I don't agree with that. I don't think
but he hears
a coward.
Like every coach that's in that situation that plays well,
I believe
defense
that
get another stop.
He overthinks these things and like you go, you have to take the points and go in front, Joe. Like you give yourself a better chance to win the game by going in front there, right? I mean,
well,
obviously,
you're going to take a lead. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. So obviously, I didn't even think this was that controversial. Like I thought that call was a bad call, and I overthought it, but I didn't realize there were going to be people that were going to defend Mike.
Well, first of all, let's be honest. There are a lot of people wanted Mike fired when Chris went down. Let's just start with that.
Yes, that is fair.
Okay. So before that, there's already a lot of people made up their mind.
But I'm trying to take that part of it out.
But you
can't. Out of it.
But you can't.
Because I just don't, like, again.
But you can't.
If the Dolphins, let's say the Dolphins are playing for a playoff spot, all things equal here, okay? Not that, you know, that there's, I know there's people that want them to lose, and there's people that want everyone fired. But just from a football standpoint, just solely from that, you got to take the points.
Dan Quinn could have Dan Quinn went aggressively late in the game and he said, I'm just trying to win a frigging game here. We've lost 5 in a row. I'm going to do, if I think this gives the best chance of going up 7, I'm going to do it. Because I don't know if we can stop those guys. Our defense hadn't been very good.
I mean, I guess in retrospect, you probably should have just, you know, I know they won, but probably could have taken the points there. And
well, then here's the other part of that for people that are going as far as to say, well, he should be fired for his coaching yesterday. No, well, that, I mean, won the game.
Yeah, they won the game.
I mean, you lose that game. And can you imagine what today be like if they lose that game?
If they, if Washington would have driven up the field in overtime.
And by the way, it would have never been overtime. It would have been regulation. The game would have been.
Either way, like.
Yeah, but Matt Gay
had a chance to make sure that there wasn't overtime.
Matt Gay had a 56-yard field goal to win it. Yeah. By the way, maybe we should talk about why did Dan Quinn and those guys get so conservative after they got to that point and all of a sudden decided we're close enough. Yeah, you're close enough.
The other thing that was weird, too, the Dolphins started taking their timeouts. Right, so the Dolphins are using their timeouts, leaving time on the clock. I don't know. There's a lot of questionable stuff, man.
There really isn't to him. Like, he's not just doing that. I got to tell you guys this, and I'll say it over and over, Woody, because you.
But it doesn't make it right.
But it does, like, because they're doing percentages. They're playing all these
games.
That's
that's the
There's
problem.
A game manager.
I feel like you do agree with me on this. Like, these numbers are whatever. Like, you got to go with what's right and what's in the gut, your gut. Like, to just say, oh, the numbers favor this, that's the right call.
Every guy.
I don't agree with that.
I know. I don't know what the official title is, and I don't want to get my friend involved in this, but.
I'm sure the numbers favored. I think even the guy who was defending him, I think, said the numbers favored going for it.
So they have plays, percentages.
But Joe, if you were playing for something meaningful, like
the Woody, I'd love to see your ass out there under the gun. By the way,
I'm not an NFL coach.
No, but you're
Joe.
A great second guesser of like the next day if it doesn't work. You're the president of the club. It doesn't work the next day. I've been working with you. You're the president of the club.
Whether they score or didn't score, it's a strange call. I thought it was a strange call, and they lined up to go for it.
You got your strongest back. Did Achan, maybe, did Achan carry that one? I'm not even sure who carried that one now. Ollie Gordon?
I think it was Gordon.
Achan. You're running the ball. Hey, listen, man, it didn't work, so... You know, I get it that it's going to become a topic. And listen, today could have been, they lose that game. It'd have been ugly whether they lost in overtime or if they would have lost and that guy makes that field goal from 56 yards, it would have been an ugly one. I don't know why they didn't get closer, by the way. They had time. I don't know why they didn't try to get a little bit closer to take percentages in the 40-yard field goals compared to 50. Your percentages go way up. And I think psychologically, kickers feel a lot more comfortable kicking 48, 49, 47-yard field goals versus standing out there damn near at 60 yards. You know?
A lot of people have strong opinions on this one, by the way.
It's all right.
One way or the
other.
It's good.
But no.
It seems like most people think you take the points there.
Okay, but I'm just saying
that. And then the other one
back,
that was interesting, too,
but also, we've had coaches here that were known cowards. Oh, this guy won't play aggressive. He throws everything back on the defense.
I don't think that's
Tony's
Ferran cowardly.
Was the guy. Oh, it was. There was guys that just played.
No, but I
played.
Don't think kicking a field goal there is a coward's move. Like, I mean.
Well, it's an easy thing to do. Kick a field goal from there.
Yes,
I could go to
easy.
I could go to every
that's
high school here
point.
And find 10 guys to do it.
But that's the whole point. It's easy. And you're winning.
But
you you're ahead in the game.
Woody, when you get to the 1 yard line on third or fourth and one.
They had a few chances down there, Joe.
They didn't do it. They did not. You're right. Question is, did you run the right place? You run behind the right
guy.
The
other thing too about it, like if you had some great play that you really wanted to run there, that you were saving for like that kind of situation. All right, fine. But they ran the same damn play.
I don't think.
Like everyone in the building probably knew what they were going to run, and they did.
How about the fourth down play they ran before that? Do you remember that one? Tuith trying to throw it to Waddle on a crossing route, and Wagner bats it. Wasn't a very good throw. I mean, he could have made a better throw on it, but it didn't look open when I saw it again. But I don't know. All I know is we can second guess it. They won the game, though.
They did win. Yes.
They won.
Yes.
They won. They're 4-7.
Some people are happy. Some are not.
There, you got to bring that up. Okay.
We have a split fan base.
They won't lose all these games?
Don't act like you don't know that.
I know. But you know for sure wherever you're picking, whether it's 5th, 7th, 10th, 12th, 14th, you know, we've had a lot of these picks all over the board over the last 25 years. How's that worked out? But we became great losers every year because we lose a lot. How's that work? And by the way, I always love this one too. For everybody that wants to second guess everything, you start building a culture of losing, which, listen, man, this thing's been going on for 25 years. The most embarrassing thing with this organization is we have not won a playoff game in 25 years, and we're not winning one this year.
Probably not.
No.
Never say never, though, but they're in the hunt.
Be one of the greatest winning streaks in the history of the franchise since they went undefeated.
It would be.
I think we won 10 straight. I have to look it up.
They didn't exactly look great yesterday either.
No, they went great game, and they were kind of looking like, uh-oh.
How the hell did they beat the Bills like that? Did you see the Bills yesterday?
The Bills looked motivated.
How did they blow out the Bills?
I think.
Was it the sun? I mean, they just didn't show up? Like, how did that happen? You got to explain that. The week to week in the NFL is wild, isn't it?
Well, I could tell you one thing. The guy playing quarterback yesterday in Buffalo looked like Superman. Yeah. I mean, he threw some picks, but he had six touchdown game. You don't have six touchdown games in the NFL. Three running, three throwing with that group.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's hear from Mike McDaniel. This was him on the Dolphins not taking the points and going for it late. Here's what he had to say.
Oh, boy.
Well, I definitely thought you don't make that decision unless, you know, I thought the play was going to work and it didn't. But, you know, looking at from, it was about 147 or something, with no timeouts, a field goal, gives them the ball back. They, their special teams is very adept, at getting the ball between the 30 and 40, which would leave, about 25 yards, for a tying, field goal as opposed to going 60 yards, when they're backed up. And, you know, so those are the type of situations that, you know, you try to do the best thing with the recourse of failure. And, you know, that was an example of, you know, defense stepping up. They held all when it was most critical, and three phases, a complimentary football game where we got takeaways and in two phases and didn't turn the ball over. You know, it was a important win for our team. But yeah, I definitely would have made that call if I thought it was going to fail. But you also make that decision based upon the recourse if it doesn't work.
Deep thoughts.
Okay.
Wait, did he just say I wouldn't have made that call if I knew it was going to fail? Oh, wow, yeah.
Dude.
So basically all the things that I said, like, yeah, he played it all out. And it.
Yeah, except until he's like, yeah, you have him backed up until the first play. Mariota finds Deebo Samuel for 30 yards. And okay. He goes, you know, here's Mike McDaniel when that happens immediately. Those cheeks got squeaky, dude. Because he's like, oh, I didn't expect that to be the first thing that happened, just right out of the end zone. But whatever, they won. You know, I can't say like the Commanders deserve to win either.
I mean, you know what? There's a saying: win the game that's being played. All right, and I'm not gonna ever complain about a win. Is there moments or things to get better? Yeah. Was it the best game? No.
Sure?
But win the game. You know what? Sometimes
you surely would.
Sometimes you go into games, it's going to be a shootout. Look at Tampa and Buffalo. Sometimes it's a tickle fight.
Look,
they were, sometimes it's a rock fight.
They were playing at a legendary soccer stadium, and they figured, why not kick the ball around a lot? A lot of not scoring, a lot of kicking, a lot of running up and down.
You don't want to excite Spain too much with too many points. They don't know what to do. Right, you know, right. You got to just break them in a little bit.
Ease them in. Yeah, it's the first game ever in Spain.
You know?
Ease them in. You don't have to run all over the place and score a ton of points. They expect that every time.
I think the Dolphins have found a pretty sound offensive plan, which is just give the ball to Devon Achane
literally
all the time.
Both teams have the exact same game plan. Hold the ball for as long as you possibly can. Keep the defense off the field and just hope for the best.
The Dolphins also got a bad break on that Devon Achane thing because it also stopped the clock. Like, because Devon
he ran out of bounds, too, at one point.
Yeah.
Everybody's overlooking that because he played so well. He ran out of bounds.
He did.
Stopped the clock. Then he got the injury, which is not his fault, but he stopped the clock twice.
I was very scared when he got because it looked like he got crunched up. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Leroy.
That would literally be the end of me for this season. If Devon Achane just had no season left.
Yeah, Leroy, what does this offense look like without Devon Achane?
Not great. Well, the problem is that the thing you have with him that you don't have with the other backs is you can move the defense.
Mm.
Because I like the fact that sometimes they go with Achane and Ollie Gordon.
Yes.
Right? So you don't know, depending on who they put out on Achane determines what your play is. You lose a lot of that. There's some other guys that can run hard. They don't run with the same explosiveness as Achane, but you use him in so many different ways that's the part of it that becomes lost. So you kind of lose that more than anything.
Big J says Michael Penix done for the season.
Uh-oh.
What do you have?
Let's see. Schefter says Michael Penix has suffered a season-ending ACL tear.
Didn't he already have that?
I think he's had him in both knees.
Yeah, and he made it this far without any real injuries. So, I mean, his history says it was coming, right?
Oof, I didn't see what happened. Did anybody watch that game? The Falcon was it?
No.
Falcons Panthers.
Never.
I didn't watch. Yeah, well, I know why you're not watching it. Could they just both lose?
Yeah, I was really hoping for a tie. To be honest with you, I hate both of those teams.
Almost.
Oh, man.
Went to overtime as well.
Leroy, they wouldn't even put it on at a bar in New Orleans, I would guess.
No.
That game, psh, that's yikes. Nothing. Well, they're showing the injury right now. Yeah, he fell on his knee. He got tackled on his knee.
Oh, let's see. It's up there, Leroy. What? Ooh, it got twisted up. I saw it. Yeah, that was rough.
The knee with the brace or the other one?
It looked like it was his right knee. Ugh. Tough. Sucks for Michael Penix. Kirk Cousins, you're back, dude. By the way, that division up for grabs now for the Panthers?
No.
I don't know. Bucks are slumping.
Tampa Bay is by far the best team in that division.
Yeah, the problem is they are banged up.
And has their magic worn out? Like, don't forget, they got off to this crazy start with, like, all of those fourth quarter comebacks.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, it's one of these things. Like, this is the funny thing with the Chiefs, right? Like, the Chiefs are losing all these one-score games. It was like, oh, they're 0-5. Like, eventually the voodoo has to wear out for them.
Right.
Right? Like, eventually. They can't just keep winning with black magic.
Right.
And just like, yeah, Chiefs, dude. That's what they're doing.
But that's kind of how we've been saying for the last 5 years.
I know. But it's not surprising that one season,
right,
the bounces don't go your way. Shocking.
Right. Right. And keep in mind,
this year it's the Broncos' year where the bounces are going their
that
way.
That everybody else has gotten better in that division. Now, I'm going to tell you.
See what happened to them Chargers,
though? Hey.
Justin Herbert.
Wow. There's something about being the greatest, and then there's something about saying.
81 totally yards for old Wonder Boy over there. Yikes. I'll tell you who's back.
Did he do a University of Michigan 1985 against Michigan State?
What's that?
Our quarterback had 4 completions and 7 picks. He did.
Wow, that's incredible. That was the flag football guy?
No. So I think I've told this before, but after the game, we lost 17-11. And the quarterback had 4 completions, 7 interceptions. But we had no other quarterback. This is a University of Michigan. So Sunday, we're getting ready to watch the film. Bo Schembechler comes up to the front of the thing. He goes, "Demetrius, in case you were wondering, we were wearing the white yesterday." Now, I thought he was telling a joke. I look around. Yes, Dan. Everybody in the back was going. He said. So, I was literally the only one. Everybody else did the little smile. I was like, So, Bo says, "Hey, Horde, you think that's funny?" Now I'm looking over at all the people around. They go,
"Don't, please don't."
Yes, it was hilarious. They go, "What are you doing?" So I think I ran every morning. I had to get up and go run the stadium stairs. And we had a game that week. But yeah, like, I'm like, "Well, if you don't want me to laugh, why the hell is he telling jokes?"
Was that what you said to yourself as you were running?
No. Because, like.
Who has to watch you run, by the way? Does he watch you run? Does an assistant watch you run?
Strength and conditioning coach.
Oh, he's already crazy. Wow.
He already crazy.
He's like, punishments?
Think about this. Our strength and conditioning coach fought Nam.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's just think. Like, so he had a level of intensity in him.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't mind getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Loves it.
So, yeah. So, like, okay, I'm not. Listen, if you say something funny, I'm going to laugh. And it's unfortunate that sometimes it might not be the right, time to laugh. But it also means it wasn't the right time to tell a joke.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dolphins game yesterday. So it touched on a little of everything we've seen and suffered through this season, in my opinion. It had maddening decisions. It had unbelievable Devon Achane play. It had emotional ups and downs, exciting moments, head-scratching moments. It was, I'm telling you, the entire season rolled up into one game. And we're going to talk about it today. I want to get your take, Crowder, on a bunch of stuff that happened. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And I know there are some people who are, of the opinion, they're ruining their draft chances. They're winning games. No. Their draft choice is plummeting. I just want to read to you what Barry Jackson tweeted. Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald tweeted this. "I know some of you cannot and won't accept this, and that's fine, but I'll say it anyway. There is no evidence this franchise can overhaul everything and build a championship team. None. So why carry this delusion that if they lose enough games this year, they'll make all the right hires and signings and draft picks and become a powerhouse? So I encourage you to recalibrate your fandom. Be happy in little things, like winning games and being in the hunt. The sooner you accept this reality, the less angst you will feel. And I'm with Barry Jackson. Now, you know I've always been, unless Victor Wembanyama's coming out in the draft, unless there is a game changer coming out in the draft, I don't root for my team to lose games, and I celebrate when they win games. I remember a couple weeks ago, the Buffalo game, I started on Monday by saying, I didn't think the Dolphins could make me that happy on a Sunday, and they did. And yesterday morning, I mean, literally, the gamut of emotions, because there were the maddening, head-scratching moments, there were the exciting moments, all courtesy of Devon Achane, in my opinion, who was just out of his mind good. But I was happy. I was happy they won. I'm happy they've put together a couple of games winning streak, and there is a legit shot that they're going to be in the hunt graphic in a few weeks, which is funny, but it's legitimate.
Stop looking in the neighbor's yard. That's what he's saying. Just appreciate your happiness, appreciate your wins, appreciate your yard. Don't think about Tony Sperano. Don't think about Wanstead. Don't say 25 years. That's going to upset you. You are anger-mongering. As a Dolphin fan, appreciate a win. It was a terrible win because that was a terrible team they beat, and it took overtime to do it. But appreciate that you had more points than the other team at the end of the game. That game was boring as hell and terrible. Two terrible teams playing football.
We're going to talk about it all day long. Clay Ferreiro is going to join us to talk about it also. So let's do a quick look at the headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
So the Dolphins win, and they are currently the 11th seed in the AFC. They're behind the Baltimore Ravens, who improved to 5-5. Their schedule is cake over the next couple weeks. The Dolphins get a bye. And then they're going to play, speaking of cake, a couple teams that we're going to feel confident in them, just like we were going into yesterday's game, to go win.
I'm telling you, steel yourself for seeing the Dolphins logo in the hunt graphic.
Yeah.
Saints and Jets, by the way, are those two teams. So 4-0 in their last four. It seems likely. It seems Hulk, probable at this point.
Hulk, you're doing what I see. You're looking into somebody. You're looking in the playoff yard. Stay in our yard. Just beat the Jets. Let's just have more points than the Jets. No, that would make you happy day to day.
I'm thrilled. I'm not doing that. What Barry Jackson was saying was, for those of you who are rooting for them to lose because you want them to get a higher draft pick, there's no proof that they're going to find success with a higher draft pick. So just enjoy the wins. That's what I do. I've been blamed myriad times by listeners and texters and tweeters. Oh, you sound like an idiot. You're celebrating a meaningless win. I like when they win. I don't like when they lose. And to Barry Jackson's point, if you think them losing out and getting, say, the third overall draft pick is a guarantee of them turning things around, Barry Jackson's saying, it's not. Look at their past history. There's no proof that they'd be able to turn it around. So enjoy a little victory when you get one.
He was also saying, yes. I read the entire column, there's no proof that the Dolphins are going to hire the right people
right.
at the end of the season anyways, because Stephen Ross literally has never hired the right people. So
that's what he's saying. Like, yeah. Hey, there's no proof that they know how to build from the bottom up. There's no proof they know how to build from the top down. So when you get a win, enjoy it. And if you can't enjoy a win, Barry said, recalibrate your fandom.
And there's no locks in the draft. Kyler Murray. Listen, we could go through quarterbacks all day that are just guys that are good players. Tua might fall in that category. Starting NFL quarterback. Don't see him as a Super Bowl champion. Let's just win week two. Like every coach says, be 1-0 that week.
Yep.
If you could fandom at 1-0 that week, that would make you a lot happier fan. Let's not think about OG catching a touchdown against the Jags in 99. That's a waste of energy.
But I do the only counterpoint to this to me is that you risk getting fooled by this roster again and this head coach, which I do think could end up happening here.
Sure.
Because I'm still in the camp. I'm rooting for them to win. I was happy they won yesterday. I celebrated the win because, to me, it has more to do with who you select rather than where you're selecting, unless there's, as Crowder mentioned, there's no Andrew Luck. Those aren't the guys that are coming out this year. So I'm fine with the Dolphins winning games here. But if it means they're in the hunt at the end of the season and that entices Stephen Ross to consider keeping McDaniel, Tua, and maybe Chan Kelly and just status quo again next season, that does scare me a little
bit.
Well,
but what Barry Jackson's point is that if he cleans house, there's no proof through history that he's going to bring the right people in. So
correct.
What's the difference? Just enjoy a win when correct. It comes and be miserable during losses.
But Hawk, but to be honest, Barry, I'm going to call you out too. If nothing changes, it's a guaranteed status quo.
I believe.
So you might make the wrong decision. You might make the wrong decision, but if it stays the same, you're sitting where you're at.
I believe, having watched them the entirety of this season and seen numerous opportunities where it would have been incredibly justified for Stephen Ross to fire Mike McDaniel, and he did not take those opportunities. And I don't think it's money with Stephen Ross. I don't think he says to himself, oh, I gave him a contract extension. I don't want to eat that money. I don't think that there's enough money in the world that would stop Stephen Ross from trying to field what he believes is a winning team. I believe Mike McDaniel's going to be the head coach next season. The way that this season is going, I think Mike McDaniel's going to be the head coach next season. I think Champ Kelly is probably going to be the general manager next season. I think Tua is going to be the quarterback. I think Jalen Waddle is going to be wide receiver one. I think Devon Achane is going to be your offense. And I think slight changes will be made.
So you're expecting status quo.
The reason is I think they're going to string together enough wins here at the end of the season to get fooled. By the way, don't yell at me. I'm not telling you I would make that decision, okay? I'm telling you what I think is going to end up happening. I think Stephen Ross, again, he has had so many justifiable opportunities this season to get rid of Mike McDaniel, and he has resisted it every time. Why has he resisted it? He likes him.
He likes him.
He trusts him. And so I believe if they rattle off enough positive-looking, I shouldn't even say positive-looking because I don't think yesterday was that positive-looking, but if they just rattle off enough dubs by the end of the season that it wasn't a cataclysmically embarrassing season, which it was at the beginning, then Stephen Ross can say, you know what? This group of guys never lost faith in the coach who I have faith in, which proves to me that I'm on the right track with this guy. And I'm willing to wait it out. Again, there's a lot that can happen. How many games have we played? What are they?
Yeah.
3-8 now.
4-7. 4-7.
Yeah.
All right. So there's 6 games left. They could theoretically end 10-7. They could theoretically end. No?
No. They could end 10-7, but they're gonna win 8 straight to end the season.
I'm just saying, theoretically, high end, they could end 10-7.
Yes.
And then there's no question he's coming back.
Well, then they're a playoff,
right?
Correct.
If they go 10-7 to make the playoffs, yes. He might be coach of the year.
But they theoretically could end, what, 8-9? Is that enough to save his job after starting the way they started? I think it might be. And again, it's not the decision that I would make. I'm talking, what does Stephen Ross need to see?
You need to see them whoop bad teams and beat good teams because that's what you have to do to be a good team. If they beat the Jets and the Saints, I don't give a damn what the score is. That doesn't save his job. You're beating teams that the Jets
again,
flat out
you,
showed
you
they're
you
trying to get bad. And
for
the
yourself,
Saints have nobody at quarterback.
Are you speaking for yourself or are you speaking as Stephen Ross?
I'm speaking as Stephen Ross. If anybody knows football around him, say, Steve, don't look at Jets and Saints wins as big wins because they're not. And this Commanders win was not a big win, even though we traveled overseas and made all the hoopla about it. That was a terrible team beating a terrible team. 16-13 in overtime against the Commanders with Marcus Mariota at quarterback. They put Josh Johnson in. Josh Johnson's 116 years old.
All right, wrap up the headlines because I don't have enough time with Clay. But I want you to understand, I'm thinking from Stephen Ross's perspective.
Yes.
In other words, you've seen so many opportunities this season where it would have been, I mean, so easy to fire Mike McDaniel. They looked unprepared. They looked like they didn't belong on an NFL field. He could have fired him then. He has chosen not to every single time.
How about a soft rebuild? Because Tua can't go anywhere. Tua's earned $55 million next year. If they cut him, it's $99 million against the cap. They can't get rid of Tua. I've gathered that from a number of people. You keep Tua around one more year, therefore you keep McDaniel around, and you try to rebuild around them knowing that you're getting rid of their ass, because I don't think Tua McDaniel is going to go to the playoffs. If they do, they're not going to win the game. A soft rebuild.
I do find this interesting. Somebody puts on the chat on YouTube, beat New England and Tampa Bay. Those are your litmus test for his job. We're moving the goalposts because it was Buffalo for a while, and they played Buffalo really tough, and then they beat Buffalo. But now that's no longer the litmus test. Now you've got to beat New England and Tampa. You guys are moving the goalposts. I'm just telling you.
I would want to say look at the next six games. And it can't be the Jets. No, it can't be the Jets-Saints wins, Hawk. It got to be a – I don't think they have a chance in hell to beat the Patriots, but that's just me.
We didn't think they had a chance in hell to beat Buffalo, and they did.
No, I'm with you. But if they do, it has to be an impressive run of games, not the damn Saints and New Orleans. American Heritage probably can beat the damn Jets.
Well, I'm sticking with my point since the beginning here. To me, it was a combination of Greer, McDaniel, Tua. I want a major overhaul of this entire organization. I do.
Everybody does.
And unless this
everybody
team,
does.
And unless this team finishes the season going 10-7. Gets into the playoffs and wins a playoff game, then I'm sticking to my guns.
I'm telling you, I believe everyone is in agreement, me included.
Yeah.
But I don't think Stephen Ross is in agreement.
I'm
that's all I'm saying.
I'm with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.